Okay, please bear with me. This is going to be a rather long interpretation of Trapper's Point. Trapper's Point is 48 inches in height, 32 inches in width. Start out with a wash. Yeah. And it's changed form quite a few times. This was created at the Art Factory last spring in Old Town Scottsdale on Main Street. It's a very unique piece, very creative, I've been told. A little bit different than some of the other stuff I've done. I'm going to go ahead and explain Trapper's Point. That's why this is going to take a while. It reminds me a lot when I look at it. Where we live here in Colorado, there's two rivers that converge, the South Platte and the Poudre Rivers. And it's the total watershed here as the water heads from here and joins the North Platte, Nebraska, and then heads on and joins the Missouri and then into the Mississippi. Where we live, it's a very old historic farm. I could go on and on about the history of where we're at. If any of you folks are James Michener fans and read his books, Where We Live, he wrote a lot in the... title of the book was Centennial, written in 1976 during the centennial and the bicentennial year here in Colorado. He was James Michener, a very well-known artist, very popular. He's gone on, but he was taught at the local university here. It's now called the University of Northern Colorado, and gathered a lot of information about here and our farm and in a general way. But anyway, where we live, there was down we call the river bottom, that we kind of live up on a bluff, and there was a really old, huge cottonwood tree. This thing was huge and quite old. Some of the old timers here that lived on his farm told me some stories. And they said that this was a rendezvous point where the trappers and the Indians would get together and traders, and they would come meet and rendezvous. Also, based off the book Centennial, there was a miniseries way back then as a TV series based on the book. And I remember some of the scenes where they'd have these rendezvous, and it was quite an event. Some of the old timers now, these people, it's going way back, said that they would, camp under the tree. And also there were a lot of arrowhead points around the tree that they gathered up over the years. I know in this area we found a couple of points just on our walks down along the river. Anyway, these old cottonwood trees, they kind of fall apart, and it met its finality here a few years back. It's now laying down and just kind of weathering away from what it used to be. But it was just a very majestic, very wide tree, big old majestic tree, and very, very famous point. Anyway, that's the story behind the title, Trapper's Point. Yeah, I came with that, and that's kind of what I related to. I don't know if you can see a old cottonwood tree in this or not. It's a little contemporary, but anyway, that's what my imagination came up with, and you could imagine anything you like on it, but that's the story behind Trapper's Point. Thank you.